everyone. This is Dr. Kevin Elko with the Monday Morning Cup of Inspiration. We need difficult. What do you mean we need difficult? Well, what did John F. Kennedy mean when he said, we have to go to the moon? Why? He said, because we need hard. We need difficult. What was Caleb talking about when he was praying at 80 years old and said, give me a mountain to climb? At 80? I thought that's when I'm supposed to be sitting in my rocking chair. We need hard. And I saw a study done by Holly Haverson at Columbia. She said when the workplace is at 95% of their capacity, the morale's high. But we're only doing about half as what they can. It's terrible. Yet somehow we put the word tough and difficult with negative and bad. What if we framed it as maybe it's good? I was just talking to somebody here, my son's friend, and she lifts weights. And she goes, I keep on going until failure. Why? Because when she goes to failure, she gets stronger physically. Wouldn't it be the same principle mentally, spiritually? We need hard. And let's go to the next step. I think we should expect it. Seems tough to me. I travel all the time and I'm thinking, that's not easy. But if my rule is 80-20, the 20 that's difficult, I won't let get bigger than the 20, the 80 that's wonderful. But we need hard. So I want you to start saying this to yourself. I'm going to expect hard. It's difficult. And then, as one writer wrote, once you say to yourself, life is difficult, then it doesn't matter anymore. You expect it to be. Everything has a toughness to it. So my daughter Claire's moved to New York City. That's going to be tough. I try to tell her all the time, you're taking on New York. Get ready for tough. Her roommate, she bought a couch. And the couch didn't fit inside the door. Claire paid to have it shipped. Her roommate wasn't there. So Claire goes upstairs. My daughter called me and says, it didn't fit. It's out front. She called her landlord and said, well, we'll be over there to take the door apart so you can bring it up and put it into your place. By the time she got back downstairs, that couch was gone. Like a freight train. Somebody came up. She said it took four people to move it off the truck. I guess four people moved it onto another truck. It was gone. She called me and I just start singing. I love New York. Expect it. Know what you've got in front of you. Whatever it is, expect hard. Know there's a benefit in hard. You're getting tougher. And if it's not as hard as what you expected, well, then you got ready to lift 100 pounds. It was only 80. Pretty good. Expect hard. See the blessing in it. And then when something happens hard, just go, of course. This is Dr. Kevin Elko with a Monday Cup of Inspiration. And if you see somebody running down the street, three or four guys with a couch up, that might be ours.